It's one of the best rated advertisements on television. The clergyman is needing some water at the altar, so he asks the young assistant, a young 12-year-old boy, if he could quickly get some water. The boy leaves the church, going past the fountain, going past where water is available, runs all the way home, rushes upstairs, where his mother is in front of a Kohler sink with that beautiful faucet, and she says to him, "What are you doing?" And he looks at her and says, "I'm on a mission." For him, getting water out of that faucet was far superior than water from anywhere else. Now, that's a really interesting advertisement, but it certainly appeals to people. We're going to discuss why it does and why that kind of methodology cannot be used in reaching out to others for them to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Tom Baker, and you're listening to Law and Gospel on this Wednesday, May the 2nd, 2007. This is a phone-in program. I'd like to set the stage for a little bit, but you can write down the numbers at 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. Advertising has one goal, and that is to appeal to its audience. And what are they appealing for? They're just not trying to get high ratings of being one of the best advertisements on television. In fact, you could probably be one of the best advertisements in television, and nobody buys the product. I've noticed that, in fact. I've tried this on people. I said, you know that advertisement with those cavemen? Oh, yeah, everybody sees the cavemen. What are they advertising? I'm not sure. But it's a great advertisement. In contrast to a McDonald's, that when you sing the song for their hamburger, you know what it's about. In contrast to a lot of poor advertising where you know what the product is and aren't interested in it, good advertising appeals to the senses and particularly that of the emotions. For example, it is simply not true that water that comes out of a Kohler faucet is pure or cleaner water than anywhere else. Now, even